Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting of Exeter Town Council Planning Committee on the 13th of February. Item number one on the agenda is, apologies for absence, we have them from Frank Cullis and Jerry Nicholas. Councillor Andrew Coleman has let me know he might be a little bit late, but he is aiming to attend.
Can I?
Yeah.
Jill Nelson, sends her apologies.
Lynn Nelson.
Yeah, her assistant's not here, she's having a car.
Okay, thank you very much for passing that on. So we move to the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 30th of January. Confirming those minutes, do we have a proposer and a seconder? That's Councillor Tim Dunbar, and I'm happy to second the chair. All those in favour? Those reasons are appointed. Item number three is declarations of pecuniary, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. There is a street trading application, a sitting out licence application, I think, so I will declare my licensing interest as usual. Anybody else at all? No, but if you think of any as we go through, just let me know. Item number four is urgent business, and there is none, I assume. So we move to item number five, tree and advertising consent applications. This is in, first one is in Brixington. Planning application 2301003, Marley House, High Marley Road. The proposal is for a T1 oak, reduce the southern aspect of a tree that overhangs a copper glow by approximately 3 metres to appropriate growth points, 1 metre to the north of the apex of the garage roof, maximum diameter cut 80 millimetres. And the reason for the works is to the large mature tree significantly overhangs clear infrastructure. And the works are considered appropriate arboricultural management to reduce dominance. The reduction works are relatively minimal and would have very little effect on the tree's physiological health or processes, whilst reducing risk of failure on some heavy limbs. The tree officer's report, which has been circulated, is a split decision, with the crown reduction of the tree's southern aspect, 2.5 metres from the main dwelling, or level with the ridge line of the converted single-storey garage, with a maximum diameter cut of 75 millimetres, but a refusal to reduce the southern aspect of the tree that overhangs copper glow by 3 metres to appropriate growth points, 1 metre to the north of the apex of the garage roof, maximum diameter cut of 80 millimetres. So we'll go to the ward councillor. Councillor first. Councillor Fred Cagle.
The tree officer, I'm quite happy to go with his report because he's the expert.
Cool. Anybody happy to second that? Or that's all. Councillor Brian. Thank you very much. So all those in favour of going with the split decision from the tree officer? Okay, thank you very much. That was unanimous.
Thank you.
We now move to with Camrali. Planning application 2300133 tree, 59 Chichester Close. Proposal for the Monterey pine to shorten the lowest limb on the southern side of the tree back to the secondary side branch. The tree officer's report has been circulated and recommends approval. We don't have any more numbers from there. I'm happy to propose that from the chair. I can't think Councillor David Paul has got his hand up first. So all those in favour, approval. Thank you very much. That would be unanimous too. And now we move to item six, the planning applications. We're in Brixington. Planning application 2301014, White Oaks on High Marley Road. The proposal is for a first floor front dormer extension, raised decking and change of window, roof and dormer materials. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Evening, Andrew. And this is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2, which I should have read. New development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design, as exemplified in the avenue's design statement. And also, excellent neighbourhood plan policy EN1. Proposals for development within the built-up area boundary will generally be supportive. Proposals for development in areas outside of the UAV, as this one is, will only be permitted where they are in accordance with the specific policy within the excellent neighbourhood plan or absent policy or site-specific allocations contained in the East Devon local plan. Development will only be permitted where it not harm the distinctive landscape, amenity and environmental qualities within which it is located. I can read the rest of it if you so desire. So, Councillor Fred Cahill, you have a chance to recover.
Based on what you've just read, High Marley Road being where it is, I don't know what the impact is on the wider aspect, because it's like separate. Inhabitants in different parts of buildings up there. Some of the properties are split.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, some of them are quite old, so I don't know whether there's any impact in terms of conservation or.
The existing dwelling is quite old,
yes.
So it is looking to update it really and extend it. This proposal.
I mean, is there any impact on conservation or anything like that?
No, I've checked planning policy, and
right.
Apart from being outside the built up area, there
in
is no other planning policy.
Sometimes you've got to actually write bullet and say, well, if it's going to improve the fabric of the building, which probably it will, I'm quite happy to recommend it.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Andrew Coleman, the
which one is this?
This is the High Morley Road one.
Sorry,
White Oaks.
Is this a supplementary?
This is the one that's a like a dormer house, and then they're going to extend it.
Oh, okay, I was okay with that one as long as there were complaints to the neighbours. It seemed all right. It's all right.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we have a proposal in a second before no objection. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you very much. Planning application 2202334, 5 Ashfield Close, EX84HE. I don't know why I've read the postcode out there, for reason at all. what's going on? The proposal is for a proposed front single-storey front porch extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. It's just affected by Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, which I've previously read. Councillor, would you be ready to speak, Andrew?
Again, I didn't have any issues. I don't say something. I don't think there are any issues with neighbours, so I'm happy to. I don't see a problem with it.
Okay.
A small change.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Frickham.
Yeah, is it possible we could look at a drawing? So, a drawing kind of. Because to me, a front single story, front porch extension, front porch, I very much imagine it's a small front porch.
Mm.
So, what are we extending it to?
It's gone from a flat roof to a pitched roof.
Yeah. There is one, a next door neighbour that's got the same.
Do you want to put it up quickly? It's gone from a flat roof to a pitched roof, but actually it's a semi-detached house, but the application covers the adjoining property.
Right.
So actually they're going from a flat roof porch across two front doors to a pitched roof porch across two front doors. So.
Fine.
Yeah. On a semi-detached property, so.
Just there wasn't enough in the description.
It's fairly innocuous, really.
Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for an objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Such unanimous again. So we now move to Halston, and it's the Brian Toy Show. As is last. Planning application number 2227084, 7 Woodlands Drive, the addition of a rear balcony and access at the first floor to the rear of the property. We have no comments from Staffordshire consultees and no representations. And this is Excellent Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's no representation from the neighbours, because a planning application was approved 6 months ago, and they objected for overlooking problems, and the condition was that side fenestrations were to be made of obscure glass. Now, they also had an internal staircase access. They now want to change it so the access is external to a large balcony at the rear of the building. Now, that large balcony, I would argue, offers a very wide lateral overlooking view. And also, the staircase going up to the balcony does not indicate that it's going to be covered, so there will be overlooking for people climbing up and down the staircase. So, I would go for objection on this one. I think it's a case of still increasing development by stealth. We all know that developers often do this, don't they? They put in a smaller application, see if they can open it, then stick in a few amendments and make it bigger and bigger, see how far we can go with it. So I think it's one of those cases. So I think I would object on grounds of overlooking.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any comments on it at all? I think I've had a brief look. I don't agree. So I'm happy to second that. So we have a proposal and a seconder for objection on the grounds of overlooking and loss of privacy. All those in favour? Cool. Anybody against? And abstentions? Thank you. Thank you. So we move to planning application 23012 full. One Halston Avenue, Hector Gable extension and side facing roof light. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations, and again, it's Excellent Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Toy.
Yes, this is a very large property, and it was once previously used for multiple occupation. Then they've sort of turned it back into single occupation, and now I think they want to turn it back into multiple accommodation again. That in itself is not in the application, but I don't think that would cause a problem if they did do that. There's such a various profile of the roof there that, and that small addition, I think, to the hip end is not going to make any terrible significant effect to its street appearance. So I would suggest approval. No objection.
I can second that.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Dunford. So that's proposed and seconded. Oh, Councillor, sorry, I didn't answer. Right.
No, sorry, when you finish this one, I just want to make a comment about the interests.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So we have proposed and seconded for no objection. All those in favour? Okay, thank you very much. That's unanimous. Councillor Cahill.
Yeah, the next application, the applicant's unknown to me.
Is that Councillor Scott's family?
That's one of the sons.
Yeah, so I think probably all councillors probably need to declare a personal interest in this one. We looked up earlier, but we couldn't see because there's no Christian names given, so we weren't sure.
No, it's one of the twins.
But okay, so I think we'll record personal interest for everybody because it's a relative of Councillor Pauline Stott.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Planning application 2301244 full. 84 Halston Avenue, a replacement rear extension, side porch, and rear garden terrace. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, it's a very sloping, descending back garden, so I don't think the garden terrace is going to make much difference, any overlooking problems. There are a number of large rear extensions in this area anyway, so I think we can hardly refuse it on those grounds. The front porch looks no worse because it, already there's an ugly looking canopy type car in front of the house, so that's not really going to make any great deterioration to the street view, and it is actually done for and disabled access, so I think it would be churlish to turn it down, so I suggest no objection.
Okay, thank you.
I'm happy to second that.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Fagel. So we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour?
Thank you very much.
And finally, in Hallsville now, planning application 230179 full, 43 Hallsville Avenue. A proposed front, rear, and first floor extension, including a garage to the side, a rear balcony, and internal alterations. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, and this again is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, the application last year was refused on grounds of its unsightly street appearance. I think the front elevations have been altered, but I still think it alters it too much, so again I'll just turn it down again on grounds of unacceptable street appearance.
Okay, does anybody else have any comments at all?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we have a proposer and a seconder for objection. All those in favour? Okay, it's unanimous again. Thank you very much.
Is that on the basis that it's out of keeping with the street scene?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
So we now move to Litlam, planning application 230194, Six Carlton Hill, to install a replacement conservatory to the front of the property. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, it's excellent planning plan policy EB2. Councillor Michael Rosser.
No objection to this application.
Okay, Councillor Dave Paul.
I would second that.
Okay, in the interest of fairness, I will ask Councillor Brian Bailey as well from the middle.
I agree with my colleagues, thank you, Chairman.
Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder and a thirder, it would seem, for no objection. All those in favour? We now move to town. When they don't meet him, we'll have a long first debate about this.
Absolutely,
there will be some time. Planning application 230128 full, location Trafalgar House, Manhead View. The proposal was for a proposed residential loft conversions to include new dormer windows to the front elevation, rear extensions to the third floor, new balconies to the front elevation, and internal alterations. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This again is excellent neighbourhood policy EB2. Councillor Tim Gunther.
Yeah, I thank you, Chair. I don't see a problem with this. The new proposed balcony, I don't think, is overlooking anything at all but the sea. And I think it, judging by the drawings of the elevations, it looks fine and the materials seem fine. So I propose no objection.
Thank you, Councillor Dumper. Well, we're not going to have an argument then. I mean, I agree, unless the fish became annoyed that they were being overlooked. The building isn't increasing in height at all. It's all going into what's there already. So I will second that. Does anybody else have any comments at all?
No.
So we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Why is anyone like this every week, Lisa? what's going on? Planning application 230142, full, 35 Woodville Road, a proposed single story rear extension. We have a comment from South West Water who advised to contact then if they're able to comply with the requirements for asset protection, so basically it's not being built over the top of one of their sewers or access points. There are no other representations, and again, this is Exeter's neighbourhood planning policy, EB2. With that condition in effect from South West Water, I have no problem with it, Councillor Dunper.
Yeah, and I don't think I need to declare a personal interest because it's down the other end of the road from me. I was interested in the South West Water thing because I don't remember seeing their all their codes and things about what we need to do, and I got a bit tired of reading about them, so I left it.
Yes,
it so, was
rather, wasn't
it? Yeah, so I will second the Joe's proposal, no objection.
Okay, so a proposal for no objection, so subject to South West Water's request being imposed as a condition. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Oh, Councillor Toy, are you abstaining, Councillor Toy? Are you abstaining?
Yes, I am.
Ah, cool. So, not quite unanimous. We have no planning applications from Withycombe. We move to item 7, other items. This is in the town board. Notification of an East Devon District Council pavement licence application. The application is from the Italian store on the Strand. Has everybody seen the photos? I think that's probably the most useful thing to put up, if you could.
Photos,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Monty. But yeah, while that's happening, Councillor Dunbar.
Yeah, I mean, we're only asked to comment on these in any case, and all I would say is that I think over that side of Roll Street, opposite the Strand, the pavement is going to be a little bit narrow for that kind of thing. But you know, if the authority considers that it's right, then no doubt they'll go ahead.
I mean, in my head, I thought that's incredibly narrow to be fitting that stuff. Actually, when you see the picture, if the chairs and tables stay where they are. Who knows? I don't see it being that much of an issue, but there we go. It's in my head that the pavement ends where that line is.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I mean, I have no real objection. Does anybody else have any comments at all? Councillor Bailey?
I think Councillor Bailey was first.
Oh, okay, I didn't see. Sorry about that. Councillor Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. I think this is a debatable one because I remember a friend and I went and measured at Prezzo's. I can't remember the exact meterage that's supposed to be clear of the curb to the table. Can you think? Was it
three? I know that when we measured it, I thought it didn't comply, but ultimately it got accepted.
Yeah.
But, God, you have my
car. I feel it ought to be checked thoroughly because it's a very busy area of town. Very close to the bus stop and a roundabout. I wouldn't be really happy to have that there. It seems that every premises connected with the catering trade seems to want a pavement license, and it's going to make it very difficult to get about town, especially people in wheelchairs, young women with prams and babies and that sort of thing. I'm not madly keen, to be honest, Chair, but there you are. That's my opinion. Thank you.
No, that's fine. Councillor Cahill and then Councillor Toy.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to differ on that because someone who's very keen on accessibility, looking at the pavement there, and albeit you say the pavement comes to that line, that is pavement, or it's all highway, but it's pavement because it takes you from the front edge of the building to the curb.
Yeah, no, I thought in my head the pavement was only about as wide as that, but actually I can see that it's
a lot
wider.
It's very, I think it's a lot wider there than Pretzels, without a doubt. And in a way, it's two tables with four chairs, so they're going to accommodate four coffee drinkers. When you look at it in context around the rest of the Strand, I personally find that acceptable. What I don't find acceptable is the cars parking on the pavement.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you can't say, well, we can't have any people there drinking coffee, but we can park a lorry or a car on the pavement. That, to me, is totally wrong. So, hopefully, if we've got people utilising only that space, which is adjacent to the building nine, as it were, maybe it will stop people parking vehicles on the pavement, because the owners of the shop say, oi, off you go. You know,
yeah, absolutely. I'm
so, you know, it's a bit of a quid pro quo. So.
It is.
And I'd rather see people outside of businesses drinking coffee of a daytime than empty kebab shops that only work to the nighttime economy.
I think this, you know, this is one of the things as well, is with the proliferation of fast food places and the way that everybody has 10 delivery drivers now. I think that's one of the big problems.
Further add to it, we've got an A sign there outside this door. Mm. Now, if we counted every sign, I mean, some shops got four signs outside their property. Now, that is a distraction for accessibility and so on and so forth. Even in the residential areas, I mean, I had to, just at the weekend, I had to actually turn sideways to walk on the pavement.
Yeah.
Because the car was so close to the hedge.
Okay.
And that,
yeah.
You know, we could go on and on and on. So I personally think it's okay. But that's my personal opinion.
Thanks. Councillor Toy.
Yes, you've got this problem with all of these pavement tables and things. How can you avoid spreading? People push their chairs out. People, and we've got an increasing ageing population in Nexworth, so more and more people are using mobility scooters and wheelchairs, and if they're parked are facing the shop, that's going to severely restrict the passageway. I don't know how there's any way you can guarantee that you can't avoid a certain amount of spread unless you put a permanent barrier up in front of it. This applies to lots of other places as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you could argue that, the bus stop takes up a lot more than those, you know, the bus shelter.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of road to get past there, so I realise that's for, you know, that's for public transport needs, but in terms of the amount of space it takes up, I don't know. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Looking at that, I think the way that photograph is taken is giving, to me, a false impression of a very wide pavement. Well, I think we all know that when we go there, it's not a very wide pavement. It's wider than some, but it's not very wide. And also, I'd like to take up what Councillor Cable just said about people parking on the pavements. Unfortunately, in the town at the moment, it's not shoppers or residents of the town parking on the pavement, it's the owners of businesses. The owners of businesses seem to think that they own a business and they can park right outside on the pavement because it's a wide pavement. Or sometimes it's not a wide pavement. There's two that spring to mind in the town, one in the Strand and one on the seafront. And we do it regularly, almost on a daily basis. And I think if you could use your position as a licensing officer to maybe have a word with your parking people and see if they can sort it out, please, because you start off with one or two, and before you know it, they'll be everywhere.
It's not really a licensing thing, but if we have highways, isn't it, effectively, I think. But Councillor Rosser.
Thank you.
I was just looking at Google Earth, looking at the street, and I mean, these tables and chairs are no more obstructive than various billboards and signs outside Lavin's Cave. There's a couple of telephone boxes further further along the pavement. So I think if you're going to refuse it on the ground for, you know, it's taking up pavement space, then you need to clear the pavement of all these other obstructions.
Okay, thank you. So just looking at the Devon County website, there must be a minimum width of 2 metres of clear footway remaining for pedestrians, which I think there is.
16.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that's quite different as well.
Furniture must be removed from the highway outside agreed operating hours, and it must be safe, practical, and portable in keeping with the surroundings. And you know, if they could, so if you look on the map on the application, there's an area that they're applying for. If they go outside of that, enforcement officers can, you know, from Devon County, I'm assuming they exist, can and will make them move back inside, or ultimately they can revoke the license. So I think in terms of what Devon County expect, it does fit. This is just comments, isn't it, really, from us? So
yes,
you can encompass everything that's been said, can't you? That's okay.
Yeah, I'm not happy with what Councillor Bailey is saying. What concerns me even more, and he's absolutely right, but it's a slightly different subject matter, is the fact that we've got someone developing flats at the back of the church who are actually putting heavy plant up Tower Street. Now that, I don't think it's in the planning application that they can use Tower Street as an access for heavy plant. And there was a very large dumper vehicle up there the other day. I've seen the contractors back up there. So either they're allowed to or they're not allowed to, and I don't think they are allowed to use Tower Street as an access for that site.
So they'd have to check the construction management plan for that application.
I'm going to.
But that is a different matter to this, because this is a cafe license.
I know, but it's still about pavements and highways. And to further add to that, when they were collecting the pile of equipment, the 44-ton Arctic, when he pulled out, had to actually, well, he pulled onto the pavement right in front of them, and that's what damages the pavement stuff.
That's a highway,
but it's
just
further exacerbated the whole highway issue.
Are you happy to look into that, or is it a question you can ask?
I'm
okay, thank you. So does anybody else have any more comments? And I think there's a, you know, in terms of what they suggest they need to grant this licence, the conditions are in place in terms of how wide the pavement is, but obviously we have expressed some doubts, which Ron has well included in our comments. So are we happy with that?
Yeah. When it was Minnie's Pizza, there were two small round tables with four chairs, and that never seemed to cause a problem.
I imagine.
So perhaps if there were very small tables and only four chairs available, it would...
Theoretically, they'd still need a payment licence. I'm not aware that they have one.
I don't think that pizza shop had a payment.
I'm not sure how many licences if I'm honest. I have to say, having discussed, again, completely relevant and apologies, but having discussed the new kebab shop and the sign there last time we were here, actually, if you look inside, it looks quite classy. So, anyway. Okay, that's fine. If we move to item number 8, items for information. A tree preservation order notification has been granted for land southeast of Hullam Road and the north of Dean Way.
I thought that would come on the list. It must be near where that terrible looking house is.
No, it's both
down. Yeah. Second item of information. Oh, joy. The notification of the made neighbourhood plan for the parish of, is it Lupit?
Luppet.
Is Luppet, because I've heard people in the district pronounce it different ways.
Isn't that where Gulliver's trapped Gulliver used to live?
No, that's a Lilliput, right.
Lilliput, yes.
The neighbourhood plan for Lilliput has been made. It's very, very small.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Does anybody have any comments on that? Okay. we now have...
You didn't give me time.
Sorry, Tim, what do you think? Okay. I'm delighted for them. We now have E7 District Council planning decisions. This was completely out of the blue, seeing this will reappear again. Sam's Funhouse, we objected to it, and then all of a sudden this week, out of nowhere, no prior warning, I read something in the paper that it's been approved. So that's that.
So, can I?
Yeah.
Comment? Yeah. It may technically have been an objection, but I think the objection was mainly around the issue of the flood plan, whereas you and I argued quite strongly, I think successfully in the end, that it would be a positive development because of the affordable housing element and the community feel of it.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of a technical thing, wasn't it?
Excuse me, Joe, may I ask a question?
I can't promise I can answer it, Brian, but go for it.
The Hive is due for demolition along with the rest of the buildings. What do you know what the proposals are? Are they going to build a new youth centre somewhere there?
I'm fairly sure.
The application includes the provision of a new youth centre on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
So one would hope that in the interim period they find somewhere else for them, but obviously...
Exactly.
Well, we'll see how that progresses.
I don't think they've got developer yet.
No, absolutely.
They've got the planning permission to sell.
Yeah, so the building has been on the market forever and is now being sold with planning permission, which I imagine was the whole idea of getting planning permission in the first place. 19 Hartley Road, we objected, he's fair to say conditions approval. The upper deck on Gore Lane, again we objected, and he's fair conditionally approved. And 54 Marple Hill, which we were talking about earlier on, we had no objection, and East Devon refused on the grounds that Devon County Council wouldn't give them a drop curve, despite the fact there are lots more on that road. Unless anybody else has anything else to say, thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.